I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Even doing a sound check with blues singer Lori Strother is fun.
And no cursing, right?
Okay.
But as Professor Blues likes to say, Saturday nights here on WMRA, you gotta pay your dues to sing the blues, which Lori Strother certainly has.
Keep your mind on the blues. To do. If you keep your mind on the blues, they'll tell you exactly what to do. You've got to listen to your soul and let the blues take control.
I lived in North Carolina with my grandmother for a while, till I was 13, and I was a kind of antsy child. And my grandmother was elderly. She raised me primarily, and my mother lived in Boston. And so I got a little too antsy, and I went to Boston to live with my mother, who I had never lived with before, basically. And I stayed with her all of 6 months, and she put me out. Get out. Hit
at
the street.
13 and a half?
Yeah, about 13 and a half. That was it.
All right, and so what'd you do? How'd you cope?
First of all, you got to find a place to stay, Mom. And that's basically it. You know, working to find a place to stay. I was considered at that time, the term was throwaway. And so that's how I was deemed between the ages of 13 to 17. And so I lived on the streets. Did some couch surfing, lived in group homes, foster homes. As a result, I had dropped out of school when I was in the eighth grade. I finished the eighth grade and just really managed to make it off of the streets, specifically a Catholic nonprofit organization called Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Helped me off the streets, basically. I found myself pregnant and I figured, wow, it's time to settle down. I don't want to raise a child in this environment. I need to find something permanent.
So you were going to raise your child?
Oh, yes. I did raise my child.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your mother didn't raise you.
That's right.
Does that have something to do with it?
Oh, yes. Definitely. You know, because I was living the life of a child not being raised by its parent. And so I knew directly the ramifications of that, and I did not want to have my own child suffer that. And so once I discovered that I was pregnant, I actually went and made efforts and said, hey, I'm pregnant. I need to get off the street. I need something permanent. And that was the only place that really helped me. I went into a group home in Brighton, Massachusetts, and stayed there till I had my baby. And before I had her, I got my GED and then just started moving from there, you know, learning how to shop and doing all of those things that a parent should have taught me.
I want to ask about what was going on inside you from 13 to 17. Were you scared? Were you lonely? Were you mad?
I would say all of those, but you can't, as far as scared or fear, you can't look like you're scared because you'll be chewed up and spit out. You have to put on a coat of armor. And that was one of the things, one of the counselors at the time, he was a white Italian guy, Daniel Buddy Henderson. And he was a counselor there. He was the guy that you had to go through to get into the buddy house. They called it the buddy house. And you had to sit down for an interview with him. And we talked years later, and he said, Lori, you were the biggest bitch. He said, you had a chip on your shoulder this big. And I said, yeah, I did. Had to. You know, you have to have a chip on your shoulder. But man, I went to him, and he saw that I was literally asking him for help. And I was. It was hard for me. But, hey, dude, I'm in this situation. I need to come off of the streets. I need to find a permanent home. I need to stop couch surfing. I have a child to raise. I think music is a part of me. Like I said, I think I came out the chute of singing. I have no idea when I started singing because it's just something that has always come very natural to me. And I think my grandmother recognized it. She bought me when I turned 9 something called, we referred to as a component set. And basically what that was a turntable with a radio and it had 2 speakers. And my very first album that I actually won off the radio station was Prince. And he's singing, I want to be your lover. Like, wow, what is this? That was my very first vinyl album.
And you won it. Yay.
Yes.
Lori Strother came south, picked up a college degree, then a master's, while at the same time raising 5 children. And she also did some serious R&B singing before she switched to the blues.
I switched from R&B because with R&B, you need to have a band. And it was just too much for me because, look, if I work 4 hours in that club and I make $25, then I got to split it between the 4 of you. And so we done spent 4 hours in that club and we made $25. And I got to split it with 4 of you. I mean, that's not enough money. In fact, that's just no damn money. That's no money.
I said you better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors.
Started singing the blues the way I would sing R&B, and it's not right. R&B, I sang it more in a soprano voice. I feel good, baby, I feel good all over. That's a higher type of voice. With blues, it works best in a lower register.
You used to be sweet milk, but you done turned sour on me.
Those songs are really where my heart lies at because they're sassy and, you know, I can get out there and gyrate a little bit. Even though I am a big woman, I run out of breath, but, you know, I just keep it moving.
I hear these women raving about their monkey man. About their trifling husbands and their no good friends. These women.
You'll find pictures and more of my conversation with blues singer Lori Strother on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
But wild women, they don't.